Evidence Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, geology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this October the 5th on the West Coast, now October 6th on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. I'd like to welcome all those listening in on Windtruckers Radio Network as well, and hope you enjoy the show, whether you're listening live or in an archive later on in the day in your part of the world. Well, I got a lot to say tonight, and I chose not to have a guest on tonight. I've had some numerous requests to go into some of the spiritual talks that I've been giving and put it into a perspective of what's going on the planet and how all this plays out. And if we have any new listeners, this is going to be very beneficial to them. Many people who have been following this show, even for the past 2 or 3 years, have said they really appreciate those talks when they do come about. And they pick up a little bit more, they learn a little bit more, and they feel more comfortable in dealing with the problems we face individually and collectively, as well as in considering what solutions may be available. Now, before I go into the talk this evening, I want to mention tomorrow night's guest is a absolutely fabulous bass player who I had the privilege of working with in the early 1970s. Mr. Jeff Berlin, who is a professional through and through and is just a monster of a player in music. When we say this guy's a monster, he's heavy duty. He's got the technique, he's got the soul, he's got the know-how, the instrument, the spirit, and I'm really looking forward to tomorrow's show because it brings us together after many, many years, and he's accomplished quite a bit in his musical career. He's got a new album that we're going to be listening to, as well as talking about the life of a professional, especially in these times when people have been steered into idolatry, and we settle for much less than we deserve. There are many, many accomplished musicians throughout the world that never get the opportunity for people to hear their music, and it's really a shame because in the universe, it's nothing but information meant to be shared with everyone, and to stifle or stymie one's career because of how they may look or how they may talk. Or what their convictions are as far as who they are and what they think is real in the world and what is not. In other words, if they're not willing to conform to commercialism and really deface the art form that they represent, they're rejected by the masses. But this is all social conditioning and mind control, and we're going to rise above that tomorrow night. We're going to get into the heart of Jeff's inspiration, and I'm sure you'll find that he's inspired by many musicians and performers around the world from different time periods as well. His playing speaks for itself, and so I'm really looking forward to tomorrow's show. BBSRadio.com is going to be adding a new show as of October the 25th, that's Monday, October the 25th, a personal friend of mine for many years, Mr. Fred Badali, is coming on the network to begin a show. It's more in the patriot and historical vein, but he's going to tackle many issues. Fred himself is also a very fine musician. And the show is going to be called, and I have to think here for a moment, it's called Third Stream View. And Third Stream View is going to be a different perspective than the two-sided one that we're given in mainstream politics. Fred is a very open-minded, very inspired, and very inspiring speaker, researcher, and a student of history. And he's got a great personality, and I want to urge you to tune into that show. That show is actually going to be the hour before my Monday night show at 9 p.m. Pacific time or midnight Eastern time. And I want to encourage you to listen in to that. Before I get started, I want to play a song that's very meaningful to me and some personal friends of mine, just because of the fact that it represents a way of facing pain that you've been through at some point in your life. It could be because of the loss of a loved one, a failed business, a failed relationship with another person. This song features Yellow Jackets with a guest artist, Mr. Jonathan Butler from South Africa, on lead vocals. This is called Even the Pain.
Shame.
And that was Jonathan Butler with Yellow Jackets and Even the Pain. It just blows my mind how spiritual this music is. Some would call it jazz. Some would call it rhythm and blues. Jonathan Butler is kind of a rhythm and blues type of singer, at least the style of his music, but he really transcends that. There is a consciousness that comes through a song like this, folks, and the reason I picked this song was because of this message. You know, we're all dealing with some kind of pain, and a lot of the pain is caused by outside forces, many which are illusory. They're based on illusion, intended to create fear, false evidence, appearing real, fear, and a lot of disinformation out there. Some have accused me of putting out disinformation, and maybe there have been some times I have when I was ignorant of the fact that something that seemed to be convincingly true was nothing but a pack of lies. Usually those pieces of information come from other people and not necessarily are born out of our own experience. We're living in a fantasy world that's constantly bombarding us with more illusion, more fantasy, propaganda and lies intended to direct your thinking down a particular predetermined path so that you can basically be controlled remotely, either through technology or through the use and the misuse of words or language. And even the mystical elements of the universe are turned against us. And it's a shame that this occurs, or it's allowed to occur. But those that have decided that that's how they're going to control us have chosen that path. When you listen to music like you just heard, how can you comprehend, or how can you make a comparison to that music to all the chaos in the world? It offers a solution, or it states a truth that we're all going to have to deal with everything, even the pain. We have to learn to overcome pain and realize when we're creating it or others are creating it on our behalf, and determine if we're going to allow that to continue. Because much of the confusion that the world is experiencing these days, and confusion and chaos, war, death, destruction, sickness, and corruption, that's all the world has to offer us? We're on the wrong path. If that's the only deductions that we can make that show us what life is about. And each person really in their own way is the center of the universe. Where is the center? Is it that point in space where God is? Because God is everywhere. And if God is everywhere in all things, then God is in us. And at that point where you come to the realization that God is in you, you are in the center of the universe. I am in the center of my universe. and the magic of life in the universe is making all those centers of the universe become one. And I'm not speaking about one under a repressed global society based on fear and illusion and corruption and chaos and deception and lies and slavery. And that's where the world is headed. I had the opportunity this evening to listen to Dr. A. Truat show, and he got a call from someone that was urging him not to fall for a psyop, that discussions about people from other planets is a psychological operation designed to create false realities and the false hope that there's a brighter future for us. And without being overly critical of the caller, what the caller was saying to me was more of the obfuscation, more of the intention to demean the message and hide the truth from the people. And in my estimation, my discernment was that caller actually was responding perfectly in sync with the programming and the propaganda that he's been fed his whole life. And it makes you feel sorry for the person in a sense, but then these are the people coming out telling those with the experience and the knowledge and the authority to talk about these things that they don't know what they're talking about, or that somehow to talk about that makes them feel uncomfortable because now they have to step outside the box and face the fact that there may be a different reality than the one they've been accustomed to. Kind of interesting. In other words, the very thing that's controlling them and limiting their sight, giving them tunnel vision of the universe, is the vehicle through which they deliver the message, as if to say, hey, I have tunnel vision. You should have it too. And so, in a sense, I'm offended by that. Not my ego. I think my intelligence and the intelligence of many people I know whose consciousness is far beyond that should have to listen to that as if that's the real truth. And the ignorance is being substituted for the truth. That's the whole mission of a psyop, is to ridicule the truth or ridicule the messenger in the hope that the message gets lost in the emotion of how dare this individual propose that there is life on another planet. And let me add this, that I had the opportunity to listen to Coast AM, and it was a rebroadcast of the probably the last hour from last night's broadcast. And I have great respect for George Norrie as a talk show host. And most of the callers are very interested in the topics that he has on the show. And I took issue with his guest because his guest was talking about we should go to Mars and we should start charging people $50 a pound to go into space. We could raise lots of money. Everything this person had ideas for was about raising money. But for whom? For those that are already stealing trillions of dollars and have been doing this for the past century? To the detriment of mankind, they've been stealing money and going into outer space. They're on Mars. They have been for many years. And they've been on the moon. Well, and then someone else said, well, I think we should go to the moon instead of Mars. They're on the moon. There's buildings up there. There's gigantic buildings and all kinds of technology up on the moon. And the same thing on Mars. Why is it that they're so hell-bent on going to Mars if it's supposed to be a dead planet? Why would you want to take anybody up there? They've been terraforming Mars at least since 1962, 7 years before they announced that they went to the moon. And the way they got to Mars is quite different from how they got to the moon. Now, they have all kinds of different ways to get to the moon and to get to Mars these days. And there was so much disinformation coming out on that show from this guest. And then to hear the callers chime in on the disinformation or chime in on the fact that they've been mind controlled and that they can't discuss this in the from a perspective of possibility. It's the only thing that's valid is what the government has told us, or the only thing that is valid is what NASA has told us, or what science tells us. And every week on the show, we have Jim Murray on here who says the majority of the scientists of the world and their scientific methods are all born out of ignorance. Nikola Tesla said the same thing. Now, I'm not attacking science or all scientists here. But this is what scientists said and are saying. And you're going to say your basis for going to Mars is scientific when it's really political? And in a very dark sense, metaphysical. There are people from this planet on Mars now. I've said this many times, and I'll keep saying it, and on the moon as well. And there are other beings from other realms of the galaxy on this planet, on the moon, and on Mars, and on Saturn, and on Venus, and billions of other planets just in this galaxy. And we still have this idiotic argument or this debate going on about whether or not there is life anywhere in the universe. I mentioned on last night's show and on Drew Malone Rains, the third show, A Marine's Disquisition, that I got some photographs, which he also got from the wife of Greg Evenson, talk show host and journalist, college professor in criminology. And Dr. Evenson's wife went outside to take pictures of the chemtrails that were being sprayed directly over their house as Greg was wrapping up his radio broadcast. And with her naked eye, she was seeing what she thought were orbs of light. But as she looked at the pictures and examined them more closely, there are identified objects flying in the proximity of the chemtrails. And after a short time, the chemtrails were diffused, erased from the skies. And her neighbor did the same thing the following day and got similar pictures, similar craft. And my consciousness is being expanded from seeing those pictures because there were craft which have been identified for me as being from other places than from where I've been familiar. You know, there was a paper written by Dr. Michael Sala, a piece that was part of his exopolitics research, and he basically talked about COINTELPRO. He called the piece Galactic COINTELPRO, exposing the covert counterintelligence program against extraterrestrial contactees. Came out in January 2008, published in a book, actually. And it was also posted on the exopoliticsjournal.com website. Now, I took... Over many years, I've read Michael Sala stuff and I'm trying to think of the gentleman's name now, Weber. He took over for Michael Sala when Michael Sala moved to Hawaii, probably to do some writing and get inspired. And I heard some of my research at one of these conferences. Mr. Weber was revealing some of my research, and I didn't hear any attribution for it. But it was tied into this whole issue of extraterrestrial visitations, extraterrestrial craft. And so one must wonder, well, why is this being mixed with it here? Why isn't credit being given here, but people feel free? You know, it's only information. It's not owned by me, and it's not owned by those individuals either. It's really meant to share. And so in the spirit of sharing, I don't mind that others use it. I think most researchers, most authors, most journalists would like to be credited for their work, especially when their work is research-based and it's not based on regurgitating someone else's work and taking credit for it. This is how the universe gets along, is that we put out the information and it comes back to us. And it's nice for it to come back and be expanded and to be understood and to see the consciousness that develops in those that are taking in the information. But not to have it shot down. Not to have the truth attacked every time because someone doesn't want it to be out there. That's insanity. If you think that God created the whole universe and the purpose for living is to not know what it's about, or to not know these higher truths, which are really very simple. That the purpose for life is to suffer. The purpose for life is to be mind controlled and indoctrinated into insane systems that only benefit a handful of individuals in comparison to the whole population of the planet. I mean, if you've ever asked yourself what the reason for life is, you can't be so limited as to think that it's for you to suffer and to struggle. And that somehow by suffering and struggling and, you know, through your whole life, whatever the length of that life is, and then after that, you can look at that and say, well, I suffered. Now I deserve a medal. Or now I'm conscious because I know what it is to suffer. I don't think suffering is a natural process. I think there's always a shifting of energies and a shifting of the positive and the negative and the good and the bad and the hot and the cold and the large and the small. These things are always interweaving within themselves because everything is connected. But to think that the only experience is one that results in fear and denial about what's going on and who you are, It's insane. The creation has to be the most, on that basis, has to be the most insane thing in existence. And the creation is existence. So are you saying that God made this place just to be an insane asylum? I mean, the universe. Because the earth is part of it. Whether they want us to know that or not, the earth is part of the universe. And there's a galactic society in our neighborhood. And there are people that understand the higher truths of why it was created and who they are and why they're alive. And there are brothers and sisters and cousins in many, many ways. But just by our mutual association with the Creator. Why is it that has to be repressed from the people? Ask yourself that question. Why is it that anyone who brings it up is labeled a nutcase or a wacko? When you watch what they do just every day in and day out, the insane decisions that they make and the insane things they want us to do or that they tell us they expect us to do. Why can't we see the insanity in that? Well, it's because so many people are in denial. You know, if you disagree with what I'm saying, then you're in denial too. I'll tell you, there was a time I was in denial about many of these things, especially when I was skeptical. We hear things like, well, skepticism is healthy. What part of your health does it make better? What, you know, if you're, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't be skeptical about certain things. Maybe cautious is a better word. Or introspective. Maybe you should consider things before just flat out saying that they're true or they're not true. And you have no qualifications to say either one, that they're true or not true. But just that you're jumping on the bandwagon with a bunch of people that say the same thing with no genuine basis for saying it. It's outside the realm of their experience. It's outside their mental capacity, or it's outside their consciousness, their scope of consciousness. And that's not a judgment. Those aren't judgments I'm making. Those are just observations. I have personal experiences that no person can tell me are not real in the sense of what I know reality is. And yet I can identify illusions. I can identify the things that you think are real that are not. And I can tell you, for me, they're the same thing. That's hard. It's a very difficult subject to talk about because one is in danger of stepping on the toes of people's belief systems. You see, we get to that word belief, that you have been led to believe certain things are so because some expert told you that they were that way. And I'm not asking you to believe anything I'm saying. Those who know me or those who know my work or those who know the message that I deliver know where my heart is, and they know that my intention is not to mislead people. And you have the possibility before you pass judgment on those that are bringing out the truth out of their experience and their knowledge and their consciousness. You have the obligation to do the research before you criticize them for that. Nikola Tesla was very, very blunt about his thoughts about certain individuals who stole his technology or stated scientific truths that really were not true, or they were limited. But they were taken as the all. Oh, now we have the master message that we can teach all the scientists. And as long as we keep them inside that little compartmentalized matrix, we have the supreme law that tells us how the universe works. E equals MC squared. And so therefore, anything that Nikola Tesla did that was outside of E equals MC squared was to be repressed and hidden from humanity, because it's probably closer to the truth than E equals MC squared. I'm just using that as an example. I'm not trying to start a debate on E equals MC squared. Very few people took into account the fact that Einstein worked in the Swiss Patent Office and had access to all kinds of inventions, so he was being educated by the people that were doing the real work. And he was involved in some projects that Tesla was brought into, projects that were based on Tesla technologies, not Einstein technologies. And Tesla, because of how these technologies were going to be used, withdrew from them, the Philadelphia experiment being one of those instances. And he had some very deep spiritual things to say about his scientific approach and his creative approach to solving scientific problems or world problems. He was a man who came here to raise the vibration of the planet while developing inventions that would also make life easier, not more difficult. Well, you couldn't have a slave society with Tesla's inventions, so they had to suppress them. Some speculated that Tesla got his ideas from people on other planets. Well, how could they say that? I thought people from other planets don't exist. See, we're not hearing the message. We hear the message today. We're going to hear the message tomorrow. We're going to forget about the one that we heard today and the one we heard yesterday, or 1,000 years ago, or 10,000 years ago, or were lied to about what happened 10,000 years ago, told there were no people here at that time. I'm told we have a caller here, so if caller, welcome to Evident Footprints. Would you tell us your name and make a comment or a question?
This is Kathy Cook.
I'm not hearing you. Seth, can you turn up the sound a little bit?
This is Kathy Cook.
Well, hi, Kathy. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I love your shows. I listen to them every night. It's your own. And I missed the one that you when you moved over to Station 2, so I had to listen to the archive.
With the archive to your liking?
Really, yeah. I listened to your archive for when you moved to Station 2.
Mm-hmm.
And I listen to you often, as much as possible. And if I miss the shows, I always listen to your archive. I love the way that you present things and that you stand up and you stand firm and you work hard. And it's obvious.
Well,
you've got a listening heart. I've been pondering that listening heart, you know?
You've been pondering it in what way?
Well, see, when my dad died back in 2005, I've heard God, this voice two times. First, it was, do not fall into the ways of man, but it was real deep and hard. It was, do not fall into the ways of man. And then when Daddy died, I heard, listen with your heart and not your mind. He said, your heart is made of people, places, and things along the way. You have to find your own way. And I've been pondering that all these years, Don, and it's just, I've come to the conclusion, I found it in a scripture in Isaiah 3, I believe it was 12 through 15, it says that what is written on the heart, that the law is written on the heart. And I just found that yesterday. And I was like, wow. You know, and then you go, you were talking about it was the part, I can't even say the word, but anyway, I thought of the vein, you know, how we have the bread of life and the blood of life, right? Which is, you know, like a Lord's Supper sometimes, that some people do, or whatever, but I was thinking of the outside. You know how we've always been wanting to listen within, 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 go within? Well, I figured that going within is like going into prayer, like God says, go into the secret of the hiding places of your heart. But then to pray it outwardly, to speak to Him goes outward. So we have to go within in order to gain concept to throw it out there to Him. And I also learned, Dawn, that it's like a gift. You know, if I can't let go of something in prayer and I speak it over and over to Him, how can He take the gift? Because it's like a Christmas present. If I choose the best Christmas present that I really love to give to somebody and I really want to keep it, but what if I kept taking it back like I do? Like I want to take back some stones because I collect stones all over the world. And I give them to my nephews or my nieces. And sometimes I go, dang, damn it, I wish I had that back. But if I took that back, then that would just be like an Indian giver. God, that's a terrible word to say. But anyway, I was just thinking, if we let it go and let God, with our heart center, which is written on our hearts, of our morals, which I'm working on a thesis now on moral law and the lawgivers, and I was thinking, if I let that go, and that's the most precious giving I could actually give in the whole, in my whole heart, is to give that prayer to God of exactly just one time. I don't have to keep repeating it to him, and let it go. Now, if I keep praying that prayer and go, oh, God, please, oh, God, please, oh, God, I'm taking that prayer back. How can he have done all that he did for us?
He hears it
all
the
this
first
universe.
Time. Yeah, he hears it the first time is what I'm saying. Kathy, I appreciate your call. I have more that I want to say here, and I'm on a tight schedule tonight. So thank you for calling, and do call in again, okay?
Thank you, Don.
All right. All right. You call in again,
work.
Too. All right. Thank
God
you.
Bless.
Okay, folks. I appreciate these calls. I do want to stay on topic. And you know, Kathy is saying, that she's got some experience of these things, and she's making the connection with the heart. Any of you who have lost a loved one, and especially more recently, because these energies are much more intense than they were 1 or 2 years ago, even 5 years ago. The energy was here. It was coming, but we were not ready to receive it. We were not able to operate on the same frequency. And the poisons and the toxins in our food and the genetic modification of food, which is works perfectly fine without touching it. God, the Creator, created it to be perfect, and we have to manipulate it. And it's all this interference that man is doing contrary to God's laws is the reason for all the illness and the sickness in the world. And it's not just physical sickness, it's mental illness, and it's spiritual deprivation. Because when your vehicle and its motor or its operating system is not functioning properly, you cannot communicate with your spiritual essence in the fullness and in the natural state that it is, that it exists. It was created as a perfect machine, if you want to call it that, or a perfect entity, a perfect being. And all these other things, these side things here, that when we're dealing with people, all of these are merely ways for us to mirror our consciousness. We should be able to get along with people. We don't have to agree on everything, but we should at least be allowed to discuss our views on things, not be silenced for them because they reveal the truth. And certainly when we see those who are intentionally misleading people and putting falsehoods out there for the purpose of hoodwinking them and obscuring the truth, we should be able to counter that as well. I'm going to play another piece of music here just to let some of this sink in. This is called Mile High. Well, hopefully that cleared the air, cleared the energy a little bit. I felt I needed that for a moment, and I'm glad I did it. Gave me a few moments to gather my thoughts and say, man, there's so much that I want to cover and so little time to do it. And then that underscores really the situation that we find ourselves in on this planet. There's not a lot of time for us if we allow things to follow the course that they're following. And so there's a sense of urgency in this message that mankind has got to wake up and pay attention to what is going on and realize that he is creating, and I don't mean just men, I say he or it or they, however you want to describe mankind. He and she are creating a reality along with those that are carrying out their own specific predetermined agenda to rule everything as if they're the only ones that have the right to rule. Or they're really the only ones that have the right, they would have us believe, that they are in charge of everything and there's nothing that we can do about it. And that is not true. There's a lot we can do about it. But they're counting on all of the matrix that they have set up to do the work for them. And they have minions who have been charged with the responsibility of carrying out certain duties to help facilitate these secret plans that they have. But it's quite obvious if you just observe what's going on around you, you can see the chaos, you can see the confusion, you can see the ignorance. You can see the apathy. You can see the laziness. You can see the sickness. And you can see the fear in people's eyes and hear it in their voices. You can see it on their faces. You can see it all around them. Everything that they touch is filled with fear and superstition. And a lot of denial. This mindset that none of this could possibly be true. And they give you all kinds of reasons that don't make sense either. When they approach those that have the experience and sufficient authority to deliver their message. And I'm not just talking about myself. I'm saying anyone that's qualified to speak on these subjects with an open mind and allowing all things to be possible, because that's a reality in the universe. Anything is possible and all things are possible, especially through God. And it's not okay to violate universal law, despite what you're told. In fact, the universal laws have been thrown out, been flushed down the toilet, so to speak, and replaced with nonsensical, fear-provoking laws that serve only a small clique of people who have made a habit of murdering people on this planet for thousands of years. Those are the people that you've given your power to. And I'm saying it's time, what little time there is left in this existence, it's time for people to wake up and take responsibility and start making their own choices. How does one go about that? You simply make a choice. Ask yourself how you feel about what's going on in the world today. And if you're happy with it, fine. You've made your choice. Get out of the way. Don't interfere with those that are dissatisfied with what's going on. because they have a right to be dissatisfied. And when you can say that you've got a solution, by all means, come forth and present it to everyone. People will be glad to take a look at it and determine if it's practical and if it's going to benefit people. We don't need more of what we have now. It's just going to lead to further destruction, more pain. We don't have to subdue the pain artificially. We only have to face it and recognize what causes it. You know, even if there wasn't life on another planet, what is the big deal about entertaining the thought that it may be there? Oh, if you're not officially NASA or you're not some government agency, you don't have a right to ponder these things. You don't have a right to talk about them or share your opinions with anyone. It's national security. They promise us security. Do we have any security? Do we have any security in the oil industry, the pharmaceutical industry, in religion and education, in politics, in government? Do we have any security in any of those things? But they keep promising it to us. Oh, yeah, yeah. You have to let us do things because we know what we're doing. And everything's falling apart. Everything is chaotic. Everything is corrupt that they manipulate. And still people are somehow waiting. You know, they're waiting. Where? Well, I'm still hoping. You know, they promised us hope. They promised us change. Oh, yeah, we got change. They never defined that change. I pointed that out during the last presidential campaign. Nobody defined what change meant. And what did we get? What do we have right now? What is the reality? You have people just constantly living in fear and confusion and apathy and denial. That's all you have. That's what this public education produced for us. That's what the middlemen between us and the Creator produced for us in religion, is dissension and confusion and a lot of mumbo jumbo and hocus pocus. And they got ministers of the gospel preaching politics. While they take your money, because God, the creator of the universe, has a cash flow problem. And you got to make sure you give the money. They're going to make sure God gets that money. Do you not see the insanity in all this? Really, do you not see it? You've got a usurper in the White House, a person who's not born in this country, is on audio tape, videotape, in books, lying about he's from Hawaii, he's from Kenya, he's not from Hawaii, he's from Kenya, he's not from Kenya, he's from Hawaii. Or he didn't have sex with Larry Sinclair, but Larry Sinclair said he did. Or he went to a church for 20 years and still the 20 years from when he started going to that church has not come yet. We've not seen the 20 years yet, and everybody just puts this lie out. He went there for 20 years. Three people in that church in Chicago where he went died. And where are those murder investigations? Where have they gone? How is it that a pastor of a church announces to the church before the police make the announcement that the guy is dead? How does the pastor of the church make that announcement to his congregation? The lies are everywhere. And you've got it in Wall Street. You got it in the banks. got it in the medical community. And that's all we're dealing with is just lies here. And we're telling you what's going on out in space and how other parts of this galaxy are being negatively affected by what's going on here. And there are those who are of a technological prowess and a spiritual prowess and a mental intellect and totally open hearts, totally connected with the Creator, thousands of years ahead of us in their development, who are trying to alert us to the fact that we're about to destroy ourselves. And this is poo-pooed. But we don't see the solutions come forth either. So who's telling the truth here? All these people, all these educational institutions we have, all these people have been trained to be smart and to solve problems. How are our problems getting solved? They can't solve hunger. They can't solve disease. They can't solve crime. They've got a war on drugs, which is just a farce. They've got wars on poverty. And you've got millions of people around the world without work. You've got people talking, the same people talking about, we have to pass this law and pass that law so we have national security. And we can't talk about this because that's a national security issue. And yet the borders are wide open and you've got people illegally coming into the country, adding to the crime, which makes money for the attorneys and the judges, by the way, which they can then pool in their Ponzi schemes in the stock markets. And the banks and put in offshore accounts and pad their pockets with pay raises while they take your jobs away and then burden you with thousands of years of debt and burden your future children. That's if they don't sterilize you in the process or just outright murder you in the process. And why is it we forget these things are constantly going on? I mean, this is what they do. So do we want to just keep remarking about what they do, or do we want to face the fact that there has to be another solution from another place, from another mindset, from another state of consciousness, or purely from a state of consciousness? Because if we're allowing this to happen and it's just this cycle, this never-ending cycle, like a hamster on an exercise wheel, you know, the thing is going to run until it kills itself because it doesn't know how to get off the wheel and stop it. Or the only time it stops is when it dies. That's basically what life on Earth has become. We're all hamsters on an exercise wheel. And they've taken away the food, or they poison the food. They've taken away the water, or they poison the water. And here, the poor hamster just wants to get off and maybe go to sleep or rest and maybe decide what it wants to do next. But its reality is just to be in this wheel, spinning around, spinning around, spinning around. Doesn't that sound like life on Earth? Isn't that what we're doing? Oh, people go on vacations, they have parties, you know, they go to sporting events. I'm leaving all that out. I'm talking about, are we solving our problems? Are we facing the issues, really, of what's important, of what life is about? Are we really looking at those things? If we can't see those problems, how can you expect people to see life elsewhere? Right? That's right in our faces, in fact. See, God created these beings from other planets who are here visiting us or who are concerned that we may destroy them in the process of destroying ourselves. So they have a right. They're part of this all of the universe. They have a right to talk to the other cells in the body and say, you know, you're killing the body. And we're not going to allow that to happen. See, we don't have to talk about monsters and green men like they like to, you know, ridicule those that talk about this issue. The green ones are actually the reptilians, you know. They're the ones that want to, you know, mock the people that talk about it. They're describing themselves. And you've got the grays, and you've got the tall blondes, and you've got all these different species. There are 575 planets that have come together that worship Jesus Christ and God, the Creator, who are in the proximity of this planet at this very time. And they're working together as people on this planet should be working together, but not under a dictatorship or not under the rule of some rogue demons from another reality. That is the reality of life on this planet right now. There are those that are waking up to it and realizing who they are, and there are others, the rest are in total denial. Or maybe I'll be kind and say at various stages of waking up, but constantly being pulled back into the box, into the matrix, struggling from the beginning again, retracing their original steps. Because somebody officially said something on TV, or somebody hinted something in a movie, or in a magazine article. Or maybe even on this radio show, because there are those that'll twist my words or misinterpret my words and make it be what they want it to be for themselves, for their own purpose. But do they come out and speak their truth to anyone? Hardly ever. And when they come out, are they solving the problems? Are they presenting solutions to us? Don't warn the researchers. Don't warn the messengers about their message and where it might be coming from if you don't have all the information they have. That's what I'm saying. And where do you get that information? Kathy Cook, who called into the show, said it very clearly. It's in the heart. It's there, and I've said that, and many of my guests have said that same thing. All the answers are in your heart, and if you can't tune into your heart, doesn't matter how many answers are in there, they're just going to stay there until you look at them and bring them out and present them. Certainly inspect them, test them out for yourself. And you don't have to even subscribe to a creator to do this. It works either way. Whether you want to acknowledge that that existence was created, or did it just happen out of nothingness, without purpose? Because if that's the reality, then your life has no purpose. Your life has no meaning. You have no reason to be here. If you can live with that and be happy, I guess you don't have a care in the world then. And it seems to me and to many that that's the attitude of most people. So why did I take this approach tonight? Well, because I've had a lot of people asking me to deal with this topic. And I chose to remove some of the rough edges and listen to a little bit of music so you can expand your consciousness and so you can feel at ease and relax and open yourself to a higher vibration. Music itself is a higher vibration. I'm out of time. I've actually gone over what I'm allotted, and I appreciate you listening in. I want to thank those at Wind Talkers Radio Network who listen to this broadcast. I hope you got something out of it. I hope you consider some of the things that I've said. Don't have to believe me, but do the research before you criticize. And you're entitled, you're entitled to do that, and you're entitled to determine how you're going to make your choices, too. I'm not going to take that away from you, like those who are doing that to you, doing it to all of us, as if that's the only option we have. Because when you do that, it's game over. You've given away your power, and you don't even have the desire to take it back. So thanks to Wind Talkers Radio Network. Also want to thank our caller, Kathy, on the sound at bbsradio.com, Seth Hendrick. I want to thank Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible, and most of all you, the listening audience, for tuning in. Please tune in tomorrow. Do yourself a favor. Listen to the music of bassist Jeff Berlin. In the meantime, I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.